Warm welcome to you as you're wherever you're listening into this teaching session this morning, and we're delighted that you've joined us, and we pray that all of Jesus Christ's beauty and love will be yours in abundance. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Well, it's called "For Me to Live is Christ." Did we hear that at the very beginning of the meeting? Praise God. For me to live is Christ. Young people, real, true living is to live with Jesus. It's to live in Him. It's the real thing. It's the real deal. To live in and with Christ. So, for me to live is Christ. He's the very center of my life. This is what the scriptures say. This is what we're called to. This is what we're in. Praise God. It's no longer I who live, but Christ. Christ living in me. This is the new life. This is the real, true, living, best life you and I can ever have. It's a living relationship. Here's the point. Person to person. Is this what we heard in the prophetic word? It's person to person. It's you, real person, in relationship with real person, Christ Jesus. Person to person. You see, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us so that we could have this person-to-person relationship with Him, so that I'm within everything, within and through Christ Jesus. Everything in, with, and through Christ Jesus. All the speech coming out from my mouth, Christ Jesus. All the actions coming out from my life, Christ Jesus. This is what we're called to. This is the life when we live like that. Amen? Now, until He is your all, in all, your everything, your life, you will have no life. No, until He's your all. You're my all, Jesus. You're in all. You're in through all, everything of my life. This is the real life. Until you and I come to that place, we have no life. But praise God, we're getting well started in the life. Is that right? Praise God. But we're going to just see it very clearly here by God's grace here this morning. The life is in the Son and everything He speaks. That's where the life is. And you've been put into the center of the life, Jesus. You've put into the center of everything He speaks. And that's where our life comes pouring out from. Now, it's not just the Word of God. It's not the written Word of God on its own. Supposing I had the written sayings of Shirley in the house, and that was it. And I knew what she thought from the written sayings, and I knew what she liked from the written sayings. I mean, very different from having the person. This is what we want to see in Christ. Very different. No, it's the person, Jesus. Every time I pray, every time I'm speaking to Him, it's me person to person. It's so lovely. Praise God. Praise God. Now, it may help us to see here that God, our loving Father, did not give us Christianity. No, you won't find Christianity in the Bible. You won't find the word there. No, He gave us Christ. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Totally different. God's plan has never been different. From the very beginning, He said, love the Lord your God with your whole soul, your whole heart, your whole mind. His name has not changed. It's the very same, except that He has come personally in His Son Jesus, which is so wonderful for us. Amen. So, I've not been given a set of regulations and ceremonies that I'm to live by. I've been given Jesus. Jesus. God has given abundant eternal life in the person of His Son and in everything that He says. That's where my life is now. That's where the ultimate life is now. And Christianity not mentioned in the Bible, but man, you see, makes a religion out of the things of Christ. Totally different. Totally different. A religion made out of the things of Christ without the person. Now, Shirley and I, some years back, we had a meal with a vicar. We were doing some outreach in where his parish was, and we thought, well, out of courtesy, we'll go and speak to him, tell him what we're doing, and all of that. And he invited us round for a meal. And after a while, he said, do you not speak about anything except Christ Jesus? Because, you see, he was used to all the ceremonies. He was used to the name. He was used to saying all the things. But the idea that it would be person to person with Jesus was a foreign idea to him. We said, certainly. We said, we can speak anything you want. Traffic jams, holidays, state of the economy. We can chat all those things. But he obviously could see that we were on a different plane altogether. That it was Christ Jesus that was everything to us. I'll tell you this because this is wonderful. He was asked by two ladies in his church to have a healing ceremony because they both had sickness, and he didn't know what a healing ceremony might be. So he had a route through his book anyway, and he found a healing service in there. So we said, fine. So the two ladies came along, and he had severe problems in his knees, this vicar. And in the course of the ceremony, he says certain prayers and everything, and says, right, kneel down now. So he knelt down in pain from his knees, and he stood up healed. I don't know what happened to the ladies. He was healed. He was healed. Praise God. He was touching the person. Jesus. Wasn't it wonderful? Praise God. Now, I've made a note here. It's easy to end up living a religion. Oh, no, it's possible for us here to end up a religion. So we come in and we sing some hymns and a few choruses and we listen to a message and we have a chat and a hot drink and we go home and that's it. That'd be religion. But you see, if Christ is your all in all, and for you to live is Christ, totally different. Totally different. Living with the person. It's the real deal. For me to live is Christ. Now, when you look at the scriptures, you see it makes it all very, very plain and clear to us, because it says in Galatians, being baptized into Christ. Being baptized. I've been plunged right into the center of Christ Jesus. We were singing about his love this morning. I've been plunged right into the center of love, Christ Jesus. I've been plunged into the center. I'm soaked and saturated, a work of God, in everything who Christ Jesus is. Is he wonderful? We're just coming to know the marvel of what we're actually in. Soaked, saturated in Christ Jesus, a work of the Father. Another scripture, 1 Corinthians 6:17, says, I'm one spirit with Christ. Now, this is the work God has done. Christ's spirit, your spirit, if you're saved, if you're born again, one. One. My spirit, his spirit, one. Everything coming out through me now can come out in the spirit of Christ. All my actions, all my thoughts, all my words, because I'm one spirit with him. I mean, which is the more powerful spirit? The spirit of Christ. The power of that spirit at the center of your spirit, at the center of your being. You're going to see change, radical change coming through you. As we live the reality of this. Now, Ephesians talks numbers and numbers of times about us being in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. And Christ Jesus being in us. The person. I'm in the person Christ Jesus. And I'm surrounded by the person Christ Jesus in whom I live. And so the life is going to utterly change. He's working this wonderful work in you and in me, that we be conformed to the very one that we're one spirit with. Is he wonderful? Praise God. People will see it clearly in you. It's wonderful. Christ in you, the hope of glory. God's plan for a glorious life is you in Christ. The glorious life is the life in Christ. The glorious life flowing through us. Amen. It's wonderful. All in your relationship with his beloved Son. See, the scripture says that we are those who glory in Christ. You're going to have lovely times at home. You can say, Lord, I'm just going to glory in you. I'm just going to glory in you. I'm just going to delight in you. I'm just going to soak myself in the loveliness of all who you are. See, wonderful. See, this is real. Praise God. This is not religion. No, this is person to person, you to Christ Jesus and the Father by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, we see here for a time here that Christ himself is the source of everything good for you. He's the source of everything good for you. Christ Jesus himself is. It says in some of the scriptures that he's the fountain of life. Christ Jesus, the fountain of life. Life is fountaining up inside because of Christ who's in us. Joy fountains up. Peace fountains up. Grace fountains up on the inside because we're living in Christ Jesus. Wonderful. Turn to John 7 and we'll look at a couple of verses there, 37 and 38. John 7, 37, 38. You're listening into this recording and this is for you as you're listening to this. John 7, verse 37. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me. Let him come to me. I think the phrase was that we're not going to be speaking at Jesus, but we're going to be speaking to Jesus. We're going to be coming to Jesus. That's consciously opening ourselves up to his presence. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Praise God. Drink in, what are we to drink? Drink in everything of his beautiful person. Drink in everything of his beautiful character. Drink in all his benefits, all his graces, all his, the fruit of the beauty of him. I'm drinking in him. The more you look to Christ, the more you see the beauty of him, the beauty of his holiness. That's what was shared with us at the beginning of the meeting. The beauty of his holiness. So I'm drinking in him, all that he is to me. Verse 38, he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. So I drink from Christ. Whatever I need, I drink from Christ. I might need to drink from his kindness. Anyone ever had a bit of a rough time in life and some relationships that aren't that easy? No, you drink from his kindness. You drink from, as someone treat you roughly, you drink from his gentleness. This is how you do it. You drink from the beauty of him. You drink from his peace. You're disturbed. You're thrown around. You're upset. You drink. Thirsty. I'm thirsty in the area of peace. I come and I drink from his peace and I get settled all through my being. Thank you, Jesus. I drink from him and you fill your heart. All of the inside of you gets filled up with the drink that you've drunk, with the beauty of Christ that you've taken in, with the fullness of him, with the magnificence of him. And so your heart is now full until such time as your heart starts to overflow. You overflow, you're fountaining that which you've drunk, that which you've taken from Christ, fountains up inside you, grows, develops, increases, becomes huge inside you. And so not only is your thirst well satisfied, but you've plenty for others. Plenty for others. You see, rivers flowing through you from Christ, plenty. They'll never stop. They'll never stop. The question is, will we drink? There's two instructions. Drink and believe. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, Jackie last week, was she telling us how to drink? She was showing us how she drinks until she's so full. Her heart is so full that the drink that she's drunk from his word, it just flows out and does all the work that it's intended to work through. Is that right? John, the week before, he was saying we were to drink of the good news. We're to drink of the good report from Jesus. So that's what we're filled with. Praise God. Christ becomes life flowing to every part of you, through you, and to those around you. Praise God. Praise God. Somebody told me during the week that they're thirsty for the love of God for them. The love of Christ for them. So they're on the right track because they're going to drink from him. Drink what you need. There's no limit. This bar is never closed. No, it's never closed. Jesus is never shut. Time, please, gents. Thank you, Jesus. The flow is eternal of the life. You can drink your fill. You can drink and drink and drink. It's not surprising that on the day of Pentecost, it said they all looked drunk. Well, it's not surprising. They drank from the Spirit of Christ. Wonderful. You see, thirst represents a daily or an urgent need. If you're really thirsty after a couple of days, you're in need. If you this picture is used here by the Holy Spirit. You can't last too long without some water to drink. Is that right? It's only a few days. So wherever you're thirsty, whatever area you see is dry, whatever area you see is unsatisfactory, you think, Lord, this area is not sorted out right. You need to go and drink until that area is so flooded with the power, the strength, the self-control of Christ. Whatever you need, you name it. You can go and drink it from him. He's the answer to satisfy every single need. For me to live is Christ. The complete answer for every part of my life, spiritually, physically, emotionally, materially. You just drink what you need from him. All freely given. All freely available. It's wonderful. Lovely phrase in Philippians 1:20, in the middle of a verse there. Christ be magnified in my body. Christ be magnified in my body. Christ in you be magnified. What does that mean? It means enlarged in my vision. I'm taking a magnifying glass to it. I'm taking the word to it, which will magnify everything of who Christ is. And so he and everything that he is seems much, much bigger than anything else. Comes to the stage, you can't, stuff won't affect you anymore. You'll see it. It says in Psalm 91, it says, all you'll do is you'll just look and you'll see what happens to the wicked. But none of the stuff shall come near you. Why? Because you're in Christ and you're drinking everything from him and you're receiving everything that you need from him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Philippians 2:21 says, Apostle Paul, he was talking about this is the tragedy, he said. He said, for all seek their own, not the things of Christ. He says, all seek their own, not the things of Christ. He could see, I mean, if you're on your own, and you're trying to live on your own, and you're trying to make a go through life on your own, well, that's tragic. When you could have him satisfying every thirst, meeting every need, giving you every grace to flow through you. Do you know the song that's most used now at secular funerals? I did it my way. Each one of us like sheep have gone astray, each one to his own way. Jesus rescued us out. We're now walking with a beautiful shepherd. He's shepherding us from the inside. Wonderful. Wonderful. We look at a few more things. This is Paul's prayer, Apostle Paul's prayer over the saints. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Christ Jesus. This letter of Philippians is all about Christ. All the whole Bible is all about Christ. Amen? Being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Christ Jesus. Everything right will come to me from Christ's leading on the inside. Everything right, everything good, everything wholesome, everything that will bring goodness and life to me will all come from the fruits of righteousness which are by Christ Jesus. He knows what the right way is for every circumstance in life. Is it wonderful? He knows the answer. It's wonderful. What do you need right now? What's the area of your need right now? Christ will answer it. Christ will answer it. You just bring it to him, say, Lord, here's the area in my life. Doesn't matter what it is. He's not shocked. He's not frightened. He's not amazed. He knows everything about you. No point in making any pretense. He sees the whole deal and say, Lord, that area is not right. I need to drink. I need to be flooded with your life, with your beauty, with your righteousness that will rescue me out. Get me on the right path. You see, those scriptures say that doing the right things brings a good fruit. Praise God. I bought a tin of paint, and I bought it in a bit of a hurry, a place I'd never been to before. And he said, is it okay if you just, you know, and I didn't get the deal that it wasn't straight. But anyway, I headed off with this tin of paint that wasn't straight, wasn't right. I reckoned afterwards there was some sort of a fiddle to do with that, or I don't know what it was. And so I put this paint on the floor. I got it matched up exactly to the color of the floor. And it was horrible color when I painted it on. I mean, it was nowhere near the color I was looking for. And it all bubbled up and became a horrible mess on the floor. See, this is unrighteousness. This is, you know, don't take anything into your house that's not straight. And so I had to scrape all that paint off the floor. God dear. I used heavy, coarse, I was exhausted to get the horrible stuff all off the floor and paint it with a paint that was a tin of righteousness going on the floor. And so I learned a lesson. I learned a lesson there. Thank you, Lord. I'll make sure the tin of paint is straight, the next one I put on. Anywhere, I've learned my lesson here. You see, because he'll show you what's right, what's straight, what's true. Now, let's look at a few lovely things of Christ here, and we're just finishing up quite shortly here. Philippians 2 and verse 1. Therefore, if there is any, here's the list of things, consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy. And in verse 2 it says, be of one accord, be of one mind, as to what is in Christ, what is coming from him. Let's look at these things just for a few moments because they're very beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. We can drink our fill from these. The consolation in Christ. That means Christ Jesus personally coming alongside to encourage you. Praise God. That's what it means. That's what the word means here. If there's any consolation, if there's any encouragement in Christ, he will encourage you. He will put courage in when you've lost courage, when you've lost strength, when you're feeling weak, when you're feeling at a loss. He will encourage you. Is it wonderful? Nobody can do anything if they're discouraged. If you're discouraged, you won't be able to do anything. It totally stops you. And so the consolation is always available in Christ to encourage you, to put the courage into you. We need this on a constant basis. Praise God. If you receive much encouragement from Christ, then you'll be able to be an encourager to those around you, and that'd be absolutely great. Look at this next phrase. If any comfort of love. Jesus. I mean, is this a lovely thing to receive from Christ? Any comfort of love. What the words mean there is speaking closely to the one you love. Jesus, speaking tenderly, speaking mercifully, speaking closely to the one that he loves, you and me. He loves us. He's in intimate love relationship with us, and he speaks intimately, closely, and tenderly from his great love. I found even when he's saying something challenging, it comes so beautifully from Christ. You don't feel one ounce of condemnation, guilt, or shame, but you feel greatly encouraged to see things in a different way and move into a different way of doing it. He's so wonderful. Praise God, for me to live is Christ, living in the intimate closeness of this love, the comfort, the peace, the settlement of Christ. I mean, see, he's totally settled. Is Christ Jesus ever ruffled? He's had a bit of one of those days. No, he's totally settled. But where is he settled? On the inside of you. On the inside of me, spirit to spirit, one spirit with the one who's totally settled. Now I can live in the settlement and the peace of Christ. It's wonderful. If any fellowship with the Spirit, I'm one spirit with Christ. I'm one spirit with him. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God the Father. They're all one. There is only one Spirit. There is only one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I'm receiving from out of his beautiful Spirit to mine this life in Christ. If any affection and mercy, is this beautiful? Anyone like affectionate love? Affectionate love. You see, the word actually means that he's touched to the very center of his being. It means his gut. He's so passionate about you, and he's so passionate about me. It's a passionate that's right down in him. It's the strong feeling that he has towards us. It's powerful. It's the affection and the mercy he feels for you in the very depths of his being. We're totally safe always with him. The only completely safe place in the universe is in Christ. Hallelujah. For me to live is Christ. I'm not looking anywhere else. There's nowhere else to look. To live as one spirit with the most beautiful one in the universe, Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, what about you, just in these moments, and also you listening into this broadcast, person to person with Jesus, just tell him what you want, what the areas of your life that you need to drink into to see a change in. You just have those moments with him. I'll just list them here for the sake of those listening into the broadcast. Thank him that God, your loving Father, has given Jesus to you, and drink from him. So you listening in, you just spend some time on those three things.